Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we hear about the developments taking place in the game of chess. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Perhaps now more than ever, the game of chess is experiencing a surge in popularity in Jamaica. Chess has always had a reputation of being a thinking man's game, but many were turned off by the perceived lack of excitement surrounding the actual playing of the game. Over the past few years, however, that attitude has largely shifted, so much so that there are regular chess tournaments happening across the island, and the game is now a major component of inter-high school competitions. Jamaica is also a regular representative at major chess tournaments all over the world. The change in attitude towards chess is due largely to the efforts of the Jamaica Chess Federation.
Chess has become much more popular because the Jamaica Chess Federation has made a concerted effort to get chess spread across the length and breadth of Jamaica. The fact that the chess in schools programs have taken a solid route so that you have a lot more players involved. In fact, based on our stats, over the last 6 or 7 years, we have roughly 30,000 new players in the school.
President of the Jamaica Chess Federation, Ian Wilkinson. As far as he is concerned, Jamaica is the top chess nation in the English-speaking Caribbean and is steadily building a reputation on the international scene. Cultivating international-caliber players will require regular exposure to stiffer competition, and the Federation is working to make this happen. In fact, Mr. Wilkinson and teammate Robert Wheeler will be competing at the World Senior Chess Championships, being staged in the Czech Republic from November 18 to December 1.
The tournament is going to be very challenging and difficult for us. We will be coming up against people who are legendary players, people who have actually fought for the World Championship in the past, and who are still extremely talented.
This tournament comes only a few months after Jamaica sent a delegation to the Chess Olympiad in Baku, Azerbaijan, where the team had a good showing. There is a lot more to look out for on the Federation's calendar.
And we held the Carista Junior Championship for the first time in 2013, April, and we won ahead of our Caribbean rivals. We are scheduled to host it again in 2017. In 2018, we are going to create history because we are going to host a World Championship qualifier for the first time in the form of what is called the Subzonals for both men and women, which is a qualifier to move to the Zonals. And usually the winners of those events will go on to the World Cup.
Locally, the Federation will host a special tournament this weekend targeting girls. The WIM Deborah Richards Porter Women's Chess Festival will take place on Saturday, November 19 at Campion College. The festival is open to females 5 years and older and is part of the Federation's effort to get more females playing the game.
There is a huge gap within the sport, both locally and overseas, whereby the ratio male to female is like 9-1. So the idea is to find ways to motivate the girls, and we find that they enjoy being among each other.
Deputy Chair of the Women's Chess Committee, Deborah Richards Porter. Mrs. Richards Porter, who boasts the ranking as the best female chess player in the English-speaking Caribbean and is considered one of the best female chess players in the world, says playing the game has provided her with many rewarding experiences.
At the time, there were a lot of males who said, you know, as a female, you're just not going to do well. So because of that, I was a bit more driven than, say, maybe somebody else to, you know, show them, you know, not because of my gender mean that I can't play chess. So I actually won the national championship 10 consecutive years. I have been to probably more than 20 different countries because of chess.
Mrs. Richards Porter is encouraging all interested girls and women to come out and participate in the festival this Saturday and hopes it will inspire more girls to fall in love with the game. For more information about the WIM Deborah Richards Porter Women's Chess Festival, you can visit jamchess.com. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight right here on this station.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.